I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
My man, how you doing, champ?
Doing good.
Tell me about the first time you heard Garcia wanted the fight.
I just laughed it off. I didn't really take it too serious until my manager got in touch with me and told me that, you know, it was a fight that was going to happen or that could happen. So when I got word of that, that's when I took it serious.
You know, then he beats Easter. He calls you out again. What'd you think the second time you heard him calling you out?
Now, we caught out Easter. I kind of already knew that the fight could happen, so I already expected him calling me out. So when he did, I wasn't surprised at all.
So, Errol, how dangerous do you think Mikey really is?
Mikey's very dangerous. I mean, he has a lot of skills, talent, has punching power. You know, he's a good fighter. So, I mean, this is a dangerous fight for myself. This is a 50-50 fight. And he's going to take everything I have to defeat him.
Do you think the pressure's on you at the end of the day because everybody has you as such a heavy favorite and all this? He's so much bigger than Garcia, and he's going up two weight classes. Is the pressure on you?
No, I'm not feeling any pressure. You know, I got one job. That one job is whoop his ass, man. So that's what I'm going to do. So, I mean, I'm not worried about any pressure and what people saying. You know, I can't let that affect me. You know, if I let that affect me, I'll let, you know, 30,000 plus fans affect me once I get in the ring. And, you know, I got a tunnel vision towards Marky Garcia Saturday night.
I got to tell you, one of the baddest ass things I've seen in a long time was you going over to England to fight Kell Brook. Tell me about going there to beat his ass. And boy, did you put a pummeling on him. He was begging for mercy.
Thank you. Appreciate that, man. I mean, it took a lot of guts, and I mean, that's what it's all about if you want to be great. And I just wanted to be a champion and had a chance to prove that I wasn't one of the best fighters in the world. And, you know, I took on the opportunity by going to Sheffield.
So do you really want Bud Crawford? Is that the guy you're after?
I want to fight everybody. You know, that's the main goal for me, is to be undisputed welterweight champion. So, I mean, I'm in the process of doing that right now. Right now, I'm in the process of raising my fan base and raising my stock up and being the top welterweight division. So I think this fight will do that. And then, you know, after that, you know, we'll see what's next.
Do you think you're going to be forced to fight Thurman or Pacquiao because of all the bad blood between the PBC and Top Rank?
Same thing for me. They guys I've been calling out since I was like 14-0. So, I mean, I've been putting the press on them for longest to try to get these fights and make them fight happen.
How cool is it that this fight is at Jerry's World, AT&T Stadium in Dallas on Fox Pay-Per-View? What a scene it's going to be on Saturday night. I'm so glad I'm going.
I think it's going to be electrifying. I mean, having a hometown guy fight here and having a great opponent like Mikey Garcia, you know, fight here too, this is going to be electrifying. It's going to be a great event. And, you know, it's really a dream come true to be fighting at home in front of all my fans. I can't wait to put on another great performance.
So what did you think when you did the presser with him and you actually were standing side by side with him and you saw the size differential up close for your, you know, very self?
Definitely laugh, because, I mean, I know this dude can really fight. So, I mean, I don't really think nothing of it. I mean, I just know what I got to do, and I got to use my jab and listen to my coach and, you know, basically, you know, work out our game plan.
What's it like fighting for cash now after all of your amateur success when you were fighting as a kid? And did you ever think you'd get to the point where you were, you know, fighting for money?
I mean, it's great. It's a dream come true, just, you know, fighting for titles and, you know, fighting in small venues for no money, you know, as an amateur. And now, you know, it led me to this point. So I feel like everything from, you know, me being a kid and fighting the small little tournaments and going to nationals and going to the Olympics led me up to this moment. And that experience is going to lead me to a victory come Saturday night.
Did you know you wanted to be a champion when you were a kid, winning Golden Glove belts?
Yeah, I knew when I won the Golden Glove that I was going to be champion one day.
You're awesome, dude. Listen, good luck on Saturday. I can't wait to see you in Dallas. It's going to be an incredible fight against Mikey Garcia on Fox pay-per-view. Call your cable operator to get the fight. Thanks a lot, Errol Spence. Good luck.
Thank you. No problem.
There's Errol Spence Jr., the IBF welterweight champion of the world, getting benched on CBS Sports Radio.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.